1400 AM and 96.9 FM.
Live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864.
The COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective and continue to be highly effective against hospitalization and severe outcomes of the disease. The emergence of the Omicron variant underscores the importance of getting vaccinated and getting a booster. Flint Hills Community Health urges you to get vaccinated if you're not and minimize the effects of COVID-19. Schedule your vaccine or booster at Flint Hills Community Health Center by calling 620-342-4864.
KVOE, good morning. It is 8:54. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker, our Newsmaker 2 this morning, by Lyon County appraiser Ryan Jansen. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Thanks for squeezing out a couple of minutes for us here this morning, Ryan. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. No problem.
Well, I know you've been crunching valuation numbers, and Ryan's here to kind of relay what we're looking at here as far as valuation trends for residential, commercial, and agricultural properties. So let's kick things off residentially here first, Ryan. What are we seeing?
Yeah, so the county appraiser's office, we're tasked annually to reappraise every property in the county, and we appraise at market value, so what that property would sell for on the open market is what we're looking at there. We value as of January 1 of each year, so this year, January 1, 2022, and those valuation notices are going to be sent out tomorrow, February 25th. So for residential properties, we saw about a 9% trend there across the board. Some properties may have changed more or less. There's a lot that can go into what those different valuation trends. And not every property is going to follow that trend. There could be changes to the property. There could be corrections that we made to some of the descriptive information. Specific sales from a neighborhood can affect the value. And then there can also be different adjustments and equalizations that need to be made that are based on similar sales in the property. But a 9% trend is what we saw for residential properties, which when I've had some conversations with some other people across the state, 9% is not too bad when I hear that there's counties out there seeing 10 to 30% changes in value.
So are you talking generally upwards then, Ryan?
It is an upward trend. Okay. Everything that we've seen this year has been an upward trend. It goes back to that supply and demand issue that we seem to be seeing time and time again with different things the last couple of years. So there's just a demand for housing, and there's just not quite enough supply to keep up with it, and that's what's kind of driving those values up.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there. We just had one of our city commissioners and local realtor give some frightening numbers, actually, about home sales available in town right now. Not maybe just a handful, and that is it, which is significantly low. That is for sure. So you mentioned 9% this year. How does that compare with last year then, Ryan?
I believe last year we were about a 6% or just slightly above, maybe 6 to 7% last year. And that trend affects different neighborhoods, and it affects different price ranges in different ways. I've noticed that properties under $130,000 seem to see a little bit higher trend. That's a very competitive, very aggressive price point for a lot of people. Yeah. And then as you get into some of those upper price points for house valuations, that median percentage seems to come down just a bit. So it's all supply and demand that's really driving a lot of these valuations for residential.
And Lyon County appraiser Ryan Jansen with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, KVOE. It is 8:59. Well, off of residential here for a moment, Ryan, on to commercial. What are we seeing there?
Commercial saw about a 2% increase this year. So a lot of that really depends on what type of property it is. Is it an apartment versus a warehouse versus retail or office? Some of those are all kind of moving at different rates. But overall, it was about a 2%, which is just a little bit less than where we were at last year. Commercial is a little bit different animal because we don't have quite as many sales to look at for commercial properties. So sometimes it takes a couple years for some of that information to kind of turn over in order for us to have a better idea as far as what we're seeing trend-wise. So the last couple years, we had kind of seen a little bit higher trends on commercial. So this year, it kind of leveled off just a bit because I think we've kind of kicked some older sales out and some newer sales have come in. And so now we can kind of see where we're at with some things.
So does 2% pretty much compare where we were at like last year?
Very comparable. Okay. I think it may be very comparable or just a little bit less. I want to say last year was about a 3 or 4.
Okay.
So we're in the same ballpark where they were at last year for commercial.
Kent County Appraiser, Lyon County Appraiser, Ryan Jansen with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Well, let's head out into the field. Ryan, what are you seeing agriculturally?
So ag values are set by the state of Kansas. They do a joint study with Kansas State University to look at what ag values are doing, and it's all based on production. And it's an 8-year rolling average of that production between the landlord and the tenant there. And so for crop land, we saw about a 4.3% increase in that median value, or about $9 per acre for crop land. For grass, we saw a 5.1% increase with a $6 per acre increase. Those numbers are, again, very comparable to what we saw a year ago. So $9 per acre for crop and $6 per acre for grass.
So as far as the trends go, you mentioned last year, I mean, obviously we've been upward for the past couple of years. So is this kind of an average growth in, say, the last 5 years, would you say, Brian?
Yeah, I think there was kind of a plateau that happened there a couple of years ago. The formula that they use for ag land is just a little bit different and because it is all based off of production.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you have some wet years or some dry years in there. They can kind of skew things one way or another and make things go up or down a little bit more than maybe what some of our farmers and ranchers are realizing here in current times, because the most recent year of data that they have is 2020. So it's 2020, and then you go back 8 years from that, and that's the information that they use to get to that point. So those are the years that are influencing the values today.
All right, good information. Now, if people have any questions about, you know, the appraisal process, what they're seeing as far as their properties or land is concerned, how can they get the questions answered, and what is the process for appeal then, Ryan?
Right. So, like I said at the beginning, the valuation notices and the new values are going to be made available tomorrow. So those will be sent out tomorrow in the mail, February 25th. So they'll probably start showing up in the mailboxes early next week. If anybody has any questions about their valuation, feel free to give our office a call, and that number is 620-341-3302, and we can go over any questions or concerns that property owners may have, take a look at some things, figure out what we need to do. If we find out that we do want to set up an appeal and we want to go through things with a little bit more thoroughly, we can do that. The appeal process doesn't have to be a scary one. It's really just an opportunity for the appraisers to sit down with the property owner, go over property information, make sure that we've got the correct information, make sure that we're accounting for the property in its current condition. We don't get to physically inspect these properties every year, so sometimes it is nice for us to kind of just have a conversation and make sure that we're accurately accounting for everything the way that we should. And then we just go over the valuation process with them, too, and just show people what we looked at. Not everybody is entrenched in the real estate market like myself on a regular basis, so sometimes people may not necessarily be aware of what's going on out there, or if you haven't been somebody who's been in the market to buy or sell a home recently. Sometimes we just need to sit down and show everybody this is what things are like right now. That's kind of the process that they can go through, information that they can bring. Pictures are always nice. If they've had a recent fee appraisal, they can bring that in. It's just kind of a second opinion of value. Any comparable sales that they have of properties that they know in their neighborhood that have sold, we can take a look at those and see where we're at as far as valuation and equitability is concerned.
Yeah, so this isn't, you know, a nasty process we're talking about here. You mentioned the word appeal, and as some people think, this is an argument, and things aren't that easy to do. But that indeed is not the case, is it?
Right. No, it is a very informal process that we do. It's mainly an opportunity for us to just sit down and learn and ask questions about the property, and for the property owner to share some of their concerns that they have with the property, and we ultimately try to determine whether or not, or what is a market value for that property. So it's very informal. We just sit down and have a discussion about the property. If we need to go do a further field inspection, we can do that. If the property owner would like us to do an interior inspection, they can request that, and we can go in and look at some different things inside. Maybe there's some issues in the basement or with the foundation or something going on that they really would like us to just to see, to take note of. So that's kind of the process that property owners can go through during that appeal time window.
Yes, the most important thing, like Ryan mentioned, give the appraiser's office a call, 620-341-3302. You get many of your questions answered right there. But then if there is an appeal process needed for you to make an appointment, that can be done. Now, if there are to be changes, Ryan, how does that work on the valuation?
So if there's any changes, if there's any changes that we find after as a result of that appeal, the appraiser will make those changes to the property. We'll see what the valuation comes out to after that. And if there's a change in valuation, we will let the property owner know what that change in valuation is. It's always easier for property owners to appeal here in the spring than it is to wait until that payment under protest when they pay property taxes. Because at that time they're going to have to pay at least that first half property taxes in order for us to have that sit down meeting to look over and discuss the property. One other thing I should add real quick,
okay.
The appeal window is 30 days, and so it's 30 days from the mailing of the valuation notice. So the 30-day mark falls on a Sunday this year, so we're going to go the Monday after. So March 28th will be the last day to file and schedule an appeal on their property values.
All right, and those valuations go in the mail tomorrow. And you should be seeing them early next week. Well, Ryan, great information as always. We appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Ryan Jansen, Lyon County Appraiser, joining us on our Newsmaker 2. Great information. The valuations hit the mailboxes on the send side tomorrow. And again, the appeal window is open until March the 28th. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home, Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 620-342-4864. It's 906.
And now a small business setback. Set to Smooth Jazz.